Very interesting conversation with John Rood, who keeps us updated on the political activities of the European Union as they are setting the prophetic scenario that's laid out in God's Word for that particular scenario to be fulfilled. Always going to go to John to get that late information. Well, we're going to stay basically in the old Roman Empire area, the European Union still, and we're going to go to Rome to focus on something that's going on there. Mike Gendron, one of our broadcast partners, is standing by. You might know that Mike has a ministry entitled Proclaiming the Gospel. And their website address is proclaimingthegospel.org. I would suggest you go there and find out all the information that Mike presents as he is focused on trying to win Catholics to Jesus Christ. We're going to focus on the fact that there is a pagan Canaanite god that is at the entrance there in the city of Rome to the Colosseum area. If you've ever been to Rome, you'll recognize that the old Forum there is where the Colosseum is located. It was built in 71 AD in an interesting background. Vespasian had just become the new Roman emperor after Rome had basically burned down because of Nero, who was the emperor at the time in 64 AD. Vespasian was leaving the Middle East. He was there in Caesarea, got on the ship to go across the Mediterranean to Rome. He brought his son, General Titus, who was the head of the Roman army, to his side, and he said, "Son, I want you to go back to Jerusalem. I want you to destroy the city of Jerusalem, tear down that temple, and disperse the Jews to the four corners of the earth." Interesting, in my quiet time, I was reading Deuteronomy 28 today. And that's exactly what that prophecy in Deuteronomy 28 talks about. By the way, Vespasian, who was going to be the new Roman emperor, told his son, and who was the head of the Roman military forces, to tear that temple down and to bring all the treasures in the temple. I've read reports of about 50 tons of gold and silver that were in that temple. And they were taken over to Rome for Vespasian to go ahead and rebuild the Roman Empire. And now, Mike, in front at the entrance of the Colosseum, they have this statue of the Canaanite god Molech. And I'm understanding that this is quite strange. It's actually a strike against many Christians because of the fact that great Colosseum was used at one time to martyr Christians right there in the city of Rome, and now they have this pagan god at the entrance of it. Talk to me about what's going on.
Well, Jimmy, I'm just so thankful that you are exposing the evil deeds of darkness. That's what we're called to do in Ephesians 5:11. And it really is a concern to me that Roman Catholics are following this pope who has made some very bizarre statements over the years that he's been in the papacy, but I think right now we're seeing the Vatican's fixation and obsession with pagan idols like never before. And this is just one of a brewing controversy that is going on. We'll talk a little bit about this pagan goddess that is now in front of the Roman Colosseum. The timing of this is really interesting because it took place 9 days before the Amazon Synod began. And that was the synod that brought the bishops of the Catholic Church to discuss their ministry in South America. And so the timing of this was very interesting. The statue is actually a reconstruction of the wicked and horrific deity Moloch, who was worshipped as the pagan religions of Phoenicia and Carthage. Some Catholics are now distressed that the pagan god Moloch has been erected at the entrance of the Colosseum, where, as you said, Christians were tortured and executed for entertainment of the pagan crowds. And what makes this even more shocking is that the Colosseum is controlled by the Vatican. In fact, I did some research and found that a source close to this matter reported that there is no way that such a thing could be done without direct permission from the highest levels of the Vatican. The Colosseum of Rome is owned by the Vatican and the Diocese of Rome, which is also called the Holy See. So if anyone wants to do anything there, they must get permission from the office of the Diocese of Rome. So this exhibition called Carthage, The Immortal Myth, could not be held there unless permission was granted at the highest levels. But Jimmy, I want to talk a little bit about another pagan idol that has caused quite a controversy, and both of these pagan idols and statues were brought in during this Amazon Synod. It's really interesting because the idols first appeared at an October 4th tree planting ceremony in the Vatican Gardens. This was overseen by Pope Francis, and he referred to the statues as Pachamama, the name which is traditionally given to the Andean fertility goddess, which is also addressed as Mother Earth. So some of your listeners might be thinking, oh, this is too bizarre and outrageous to be true even for the Pope. How can he say he loves Jesus one day and then venerate the statue of a pagan goddess the next day? Well, there is actually a video of the ceremony that shows Pope Francis blessing the statue of the naked pregnant goddess before receiving it as a gift from the Amazon clergy. And so we're going to actually be reporting on this in my next newsletter, which comes out December 1st, and giving all the links to this particular story. And Jimmy, as you said earlier, my heart's desire is to rescue Roman Catholics out from this wicked religion that's under the curse of God for perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we see in Galatians 1. And so hopefully your broadcast will not only encourage your Christian audience to reach out to Roman Catholics, but also, if any Roman Catholics are listening, maybe they will look to the true head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, yes, sir, absolutely, and I hope and pray that will be the case. By the way, you said you're going to write this up in your next newsletter. How could someone get that newsletter?
Well, they can simply go to our website, proclaimingthegospel.org, and they can sign up on the very front page, and it's a free newsletter. It goes out once a month and via email. And so I'd like your listeners to know that all this controversy over venerating pagan idols has really caused a lot of protest within some of the conservative Roman Catholics. In fact, more than 100 distinguished Catholic clergy and scholars from across the world have actually signed a petition to protest the Pope's sacrilegious acts. And so the declaration condemns these acts of the successor of St. Peter. The signatories declared, "With immense sorrow and deep love for the chair of Peter, we beg Almighty God to spare the guilty members of his church on earth the punishment that they deserve for these terrible sins." They continued, "We respectfully ask Pope Francis to repent publicly and unambiguously of these objectively grave sins and all of the public offenses that he has committed against God and the true religion, and to make reparation for these offenses."
By the way, I'm going to say something about this when I take a look at the book at the end of this particular broadcast, and we'll talk about the Valley of Hinnom. The Jewish people were involved with Molech. This goddess was for the sacrifice of children, Deuteronomy 18. We'll talk more about that when I take a look at the book. Mike, what you have been reporting to us seemingly is indicating that the Pope is moving so quickly towards a all type of religious activity that will be headquartered in Rome, the false church. Does that seem what's going on to you?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind. If we're in the season of the Lord's return, we see so much happening right before our eyes, and I'm just so encouraged by it. A lot of people would say, how can you be encouraged by this wicked and pagan religion really seeking to unite all the world's religions together? And I'm encouraged because this is what the Bible prophecy teaches, that in the end times there will be a global religion that will be led by a false prophet who will point the world to Antichrist. Mm-hmm. And so anybody that's a student of Bible prophecy has to look to Rome right now and see that the Pope is not only gathering together Christian religions and non-Christian religions, but also pagan religions. And so it's just very exciting to see, Jimmy, and I know you're excited as well.
I certainly am, and it's thrilling that the rapture of the church could take place because that does happen before Revelation chapter 17 happens, according to the prophetic scenario that's found in the book of Revelation. Well, we're excited, but it also should encourage us to go out and try to win as many Catholic people as we can to Jesus Christ, shouldn't it?
Well, Jimmy, that's the reason the Lord left us here after we were born again. He has given us a great responsibility. When he came to this earth, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And when he ascended into heaven, he passed the baton to his church. And now we are to seek after those who will never seek after the true God and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to them so that they can repent of their false religion and put all of their trust in the all-sufficient Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. So I would encourage your listeners to be faithful to the Great Commission, because the Lord could come at any moment, and God doesn't promise anyone tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation.
Absolutely. Today, the day of salvation, but also at the same time, today could be the day of the rapture as well. Mike, thank you so very much for your input that you give us on this particular subject. ProclaimingTheGospel.org is the address, the website for Mike. Go there and find out more information. And Mike, I'm sure we'll have to have more conversations down the road.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Jimmy. Keep looking up. Our redemption is nigh.
Amen and amen. Well, we're going to have to take a break right now. When we come back, we have one more broadcast partner, David James. We're going to be talking about atheists who are warning. They're concerned about the disappearance of Christians. That's an interesting subject. We'll talk with David James about that. It's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.